Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. For most farmers across the United States, there is a big sigh of relief. The harvest is over, time to sit back and relax. Well, there's no time for relaxation here in the nation's capital. This has been a very busy week. On Friday, December the 1st, I hosted the annual Cabinet Secretary's Luncheon at the Blair House. It's a great social event to bring Cabinet members from both parties together. And I'll report more on the luncheon around the holidays. This past Monday, the National Grange held its 150-year anniversary gala dinner. For 150 years, the Grange has been working to help and support rural America. Two of their highest priorities this year are tax reform and to expand internet coverage for rural America. Yes, there are some celebrations going on, but the Congress has a full plate of work to do. This weekend, the federal government will shut down unless the Congress passes legislation to provide funding. Both parties want to keep the government open for business. However, there are big differences of opinion on how much money should be provided for defense. How long would the agreement fund the government? Why not include in the bill language to let the illegal dreamers stay in the United States? This whole fight may be over and settled by the time you hear this commentary, but I doubt it. There's a very good chance that government funding will only be extended for a week or two in December, and then negotiations will begin again. And besides the risk of shutting down the government, Congress has a big tax reform bill that needs to be conferenced. The House and Senate have both passed massive tax cuts and tax reform bills. They need to be reconciled, and then the reconciled bill needs to be passed by both House and Senate and signed by President Trump. Now, although the House and Senate bills differ in some significant ways, they're still close enough that when all is said and done, I predict we will have new tax law. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval said the legislation will be a boon for farmers. I agree. Next week, I will talk about President Trump's effort to reduce the acres of public lands protected by national monuments. I'm cheering the president's action right now. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.